Deepa Fernandez, our new co-host, visiting here in Boston from San Francisco, where you will be based. Deepa, do I understand that you were so worried coming here to the East that you brought your own pears from home?
Yes, Robin, I brought my own pears. You heard right, listeners. I do travel with my daughter's lunch sack filled with pears because they had just ripened, Robin. They had been sitting there calling my name and I was going to be away for a week.
Well, lucky you, we have pears here in the Boston area, but we also have a resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who's going to be doing a lot of things with pears today. Kathy, meet Deepa. Deepa, meet Kathy.
Hello, Deepa.
Kathy, I'm so happy that today we're talking about pears. It's just one of my favorite fruits.
Me too. You know, this time of year, I tend, like a lot of people, to just focus on apples. Apples on the East Coast and through much of the country are gorgeous, but pears, they're juicy, they're sweet, they have so many possibilities. They work in savory, they work in sweet. So I just love that you brought your own.
And their juices run down your arm and you can lick them like a mango.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, then.
This was a very good year for pears. I picked one of the trees behind our home in Maine and got massive quantities. So I have been loving experimenting.
Well, now, Deepa's are like a small yellow, but we have like the brown, we have the red. So first of all, just, you know, buy them harder so that they last longer. What's your sense there?
Harder is not quite the word, firm, yeah. I would say. And unbruised. You don't want them soft and mushy and spotted. And if you buy them and they're not quite ripe, if you simply place them in a brown paper bag for a day or two, that helps speed up the ripening process.
Now, the thing I love about today, Kathy, is that you've got recipes for us to also cook with pears. So we have them on our website, but I want you to just give us the overview. What are we going to be cooking with pears?
Well, we're going to use them raw and we're going to cook them in savory and sweet. I'm going to start with the raw, which is a gorgeous fall salad using radicchio and endive, which are both members of the chicory family. They're slightly bitter. And then I pair that with sort of soft, pungent, oozy blue cheese and then thin slices of just ripe but still crisp pear in between the lettuces and on top. And if you want to, you could sprinkle the whole salad with bacon, but you don't need it. And then a very simple dressing made with blue cheese. Something about blue cheese and pear and bitter chicory, fabulous combination.
It's one of my favorite things. You could throw nuts in there and apples. Definitely. And pears, the whole thing. When you say oozy blue cheese, I'm used to crumbles. What do you mean?
Well, a soft blue cheese, one you could maybe mash up and crumble as well. Oozy in terms of the taste. You take a bite of blue cheese and it kind of explodes in the best way.
Okay, that's an official word, a cooking word. Go ahead, Deepa.
I want to hear your cook some pears with pork chops recipe because I think pears don't often get cooked in our main meal.
I think that's true. I mean, pork and apple you see over and over, so I thought, what would it be like with pears? And I was absolutely blown away. So I sauteed some leeks, which are a beautiful, subtle type of onion, took those out and then browned the pork chop. When I was ready to flip them, I added slices again of just ripe pear because they're going to soften as they saute, fresh sage and the leeks, and wow, this is a very happy marriage of flavors.
You know, because I imagine, as opposed to maybe apples, which are a little harder, that the oozy softness, the mushiness of the pear would absorb that pork flavor.
Yes, the flavor of the meat is, and the subtlety of the leeks is absorbed by the pears. And then, of course, the pears give off their sweet juice. So it's just a lovely combination.
Wonderful. I like to put fruit, pears, apples in stir fry. But
yes.
Yeah. And we've talked dessert before. We did a beautiful poached pear. But this recipe you have today sounds very autumnal.
Very autumnal and very simple. This is for all those people that say, Who's got time to make dessert? This is a crumble. Slices or chunks of pears are tossed with sun-dried cranberries or raisins, a little bit of maple syrup and dried ginger. Ginger and pears, very nice. And then you make this topping by mixing flour, granola, a little bit of sugar, some spices and butter. You pat it on top of the pears and sun-dried cranberries, which are in a ramekin or a baking dish, sort of like tucking the fruit into bed. Think of the topping like a blanket. You pop it in the oven 30 minutes before you want to eat it. The juices bubble over. It tastes like fall. And honestly, I'd eat this for breakfast, for snack, or for dessert. Just a very pleasing, simple, quick dessert.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream. We've been talking pears with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all her recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, we always thank you. And Deepa, I just have to say, the thought of you clutching your pears as you travel cross country, worried that in the country of Boston, there might not be any. I just love that. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Welcome, Deepa.
Thank you.